Thank you for joining us. We pray that as you listen today, that you are encouraged and inspired. And we would love for you to connect with us on social media. Now here's today's message.
Double portion unleashing moment in the believer's life. And can I encourage you to pray bigger than things and bigger than stuff? When we pray double portion, God, give me a double portion of your anointing. Give me a double portion of your presence, of your spirit. God, I can handle more. Go ahead and put more of you in me. The Bible says, out of our bellies flows rivers of living waters. I want so much of Jesus that I can't contain him, that he spills out, not just on during a worship service, but I want so much of Jesus that when something bad happens, I don't curse and I'm not profane, but I start talking faith. I start talking the promises of God. I want so much Jesus in me that when somebody comes against me, I don't act like the BC Brandon, the before Christ Brandon, but I respond as God has called me to respond. I want so much Jesus in me that, like the apostles, when I walk down the hallways of hospitals, I want people coming out of wheelchairs, people coming out of their hospital beds. Wouldn't it be awesome if you showed up to the family reunion and everybody got delivered just because you showed up and spilled out the Jesus you have? A double portion, more than you can contain. Elisha was given that mantle. He spent the next portion of his life and the rest of Elijah's life learning what the mantle meant and what the mantle's purpose on his life was. James chapter 5 verse 16 tells us something about Elijah. It says, confess your faults one to another, pray for one another that you may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth. One translation says, it accomplishes much. So as the people of God, once you are covered, once you have received the mantle of God and there's an anointing on your life, can I tell you that your prayer was strong, but it wasn't a double portion mantle strong. But when you get a covering and an anointing on your prayer, I remember some young people came from another church to visit us on Saturday night, and they showed up an hour before church started. So they were in our dream team meeting with our leaders, and they were in our prayer team meeting. And so when we started to pray, you know how we pray at Living Way. It wasn't one person leading the prayer. It was everybody in the room was praying as hard and as fervently as they could. And those people that had never been here before, they said, at the end of the service, I said, what'd you think? They said, oh, we knew this was a different place by the way you prayed an hour before church. What they're really saying is y'all have access to an anointing that other people have not yet tapped into. But I've got good news for believers here today. I'm not the only one covered. We are covered all over the building today. And if you're not covered, you can get covered tonight. All you have to do is say yes to Jesus. All you have to do is walk a steps of faith and live a life of obedience. You might be watching online today, and I want to encourage you. You are one prayer away from the covering of God coming onto your life and changing things. Verse 17, Elijah was a man of like passions. One translation says he was a human being just like us, and he prayed earnestly. Elijah's like passions, last session we talked about, were three things. He was fearful, he was suicidal, and he was lonely. He was suicidal because he was fearful and he was lonely. That's why we must do our best to nip fear in the bud just as quick as it shows up. If you see fear creeping in on Thursday morning, I want to encourage you, don't wait till Sunday morning at 11 a.m. Pray that fear away. When you feel loneliness start creeping in, don't wait until the next conference. Don't wait until the next Wednesday night. You start praying. You start doing what you can. Why? Because fear and lonely will make you suicidal. And even if it's not a physical death, the enemy wants to kill God's purpose for your life. Turn to your neighbor and tell him Elijah had issues. Elijah had issues, but good news, church, he was still covered. I want to help somebody tonight. Just because you're covered doesn't mean you're perfect. It means you're covered. How many of you have ever had a car accident? Just raise your hand. That was easy to raise your hand to. How many of you were the purpose, you're the reason for the car accident? Raise your hand. I'll raise my hand. I mean, I've had a couple. At the end of the day, whether it was your fault or not, you just better hope that you're covered. You might be a perfect driver, probably not. You just need to make sure that you are covered. And I would make sure that as a person living in 2022 with all the fiery darts of the adversary, I would make sure that before I leave my house in the morning, before I get married, come on somebody, before I start dating so-and-so at work, before I move to this job, before I do this, before I do that, I better make sure I am covered. Why? Because if you drive long enough, you are going to have a wreck. And at the end of that process, you just need to make sure you are covered. Let's bring it back to our life. If you live long enough, you are going to have some issues. If you live long enough, fear and isolation and loneliness are going to creep up. But if you are covered, that's what matters. Elijah had issues, but he was covered. If you're going to have and conquer your issues, you better be covered. One of my friends who stands here tonight or sits here tonight told me a great testimony of one of their friends that started attending someone's church that I know. And I said, is your friend still attending church in another city? And he said, yes, they're still attending, but man, they're still doing some bad things. And I encouraged that person. I said, I'd rather them be doing bad things and go to church on Sunday than doing bad things and not going anywhere on Sunday. Bishop has said it for years here. If you have problems, Living Way is your church. If you are a problem, we will write a letter to Cornerstone welcoming you into their family. If you are a problem, that's a problem. If you have problems, don't worry if you are a disciple and follower of Jesus Christ, because he's got you covered. Can I remind you that Peter was a double-minded, he was cussing everybody out. He was swimming naked, all of these crazy things, but he was covered by Jesus Christ. Thomas was a doubter, believing one day, doubting the next, but he was covered. James and John, the brothers, were self-righteous, but they were covered. You might have issues, but I just need to know, are you covered? Do you have the mantle of God on you? Because I believe if you have access to the mantle and you are covered, that sooner or later you are going to snap out of whatever you are facing and whatever you are going through. Elijah was suicidal, but after the fact, he snaps out of what he's feeling because he remembers there's a God that has never let me down. Elijah is literally in the presence of God here in verse 13 and 14 of 1 Kings 19. He has the mantle covering his face, and God is whispering in his ear, I'm the only one you need. Yet he still is dealing with his and our passions of fear, suicide, and loneliness. Which leads me to the next point. Some of us have gotten very comfortable being covered and acting crazy. See, having issues is one thing, but choosing to act crazy when you're covered, you're not doing us any good. Why? Because all of us are ambassadors of Jesus Christ. When you got saved and you started wearing the label of disciple and follower of Jesus Christ, you are now representing the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I remember taking our young people to camp for the very first time, I started it, and I still say it whenever I'm there when we load up a van or a bus. I say, number one, you are representing Jesus Christ. Don't act crazy when we get to Houston. You are representing Living Way Church. You are representing Bishop Steve and Pastor Becky. You are representing me. You are representing your parents. And so what we're saying is there is a level of responsibility. There that word is again, that as believers we must live up to. And if you are covered, you can't knowingly be acting crazy out there when they know that in here you are praising God, but out there you are running for your life. I've said it before and I'll say it again. One of my friends asked me in 2020 when COVID was running rampant, he said, what is the one thing that COVID has taught you? I said, COVID hasn't taught me anything, but COVID has exposed everyone's true colors. The people we thought were believers, we found out were really unbelievers. The people that talked a lot of faith, we found out that they lived with a little more fear than they did faith. I want to encourage you, if you are covered, you can't be acting crazy out there, because if you are covered and you are acting crazy, that is a dangerous place to be. The mantle, the covering that God gives us in these moments does two things. It gives us protection and it gives us purpose. But here's the danger of having a mantle that protects you. You can be covered and the mantle protects you, but if you are acting crazy under that covering, you will never fulfill your purpose. Which is why we feel stagnation and why a lot of us feel like we are in a stalemate. Because God has put a covering over us, but we continue to act crazy. I am here to tell you, the day you said yes to Jesus Christ, things should have started changing in your life. The Bible says you are a new creation. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. When you got saved, the squad you run with should begin to change. The words that come out of your mouth should begin to change. How you view the future should begin to change. But you can't say that you're covered, that you're filled with the Spirit of God, that you're a disciple of Christ, but nothing in your life has changed. I am here to tell you, the covering will protect you, but the covering protects you so that you can fulfill your purpose. The covering doesn't protect you so you can act crazy. That's why preaching grace like some of these preachers are preaching it is dangerous. When you said yes to Jesus, you got grace that is sufficient. But there is a greasy grace that Jude talks about. And that grace is where people start preaching grace that as long as I've got it, I can live like hell for the world and still go to heaven. Listen, I'm here to tell you, if you are covered, you are not covered so you can act crazy. You are covered so that you can stay converted, so that you can fulfill the purpose that God has placed in your life. Turn to your neighbor and tell him, stop acting crazy, man or woman. That's why a lot of us are stagnant. A lot of us are stale, is because we're covered. A lot of us are frustrated because we're covered, but we're not moving forward. And so we've hunkered down in the protective state. Listen, we are protected, but we're not purposeful. Some of us, a couple years ago when the snowstorm hit, would you like to have the snowstorm or 105 degrees? I'm choosing 105 degrees, I'm just saying. I never want to see another snowflake again, not in Colorado, not here. But I remember that we got stuck, and Mandy had just got over COVID. She had quarantined for 10 days, and she had just finished her quarantine when it started snowing, and we got stuck on the ranch another 5 days. But we didn't go anywhere because we were in protective mode. Some of us are stuck in 2019 because we've been covered, but we've been leaning into the protection and not going forth into the purpose. And I'm here to tell you that God has protected you so that you could be purposeful. But some of us have leaned so far back into protection that we have fallen asleep. But I, on a Wednesday night, in the room and online, I've come to wake you. I've come to jar you out of your sleep. I've come to be an Elijah and wake up an Elisha and say, hey, Elisha, stand on my shoulders so you can do twice what I've done. Stand on my shoulders so you can speak and look farther than I've spoken and looked to. I'm here to wake somebody up and tell you that you've been protected too long. It's time that you move out to fulfill the purpose of God in your life. Somebody say, I've got purpose. Got 5 more minutes. Verse 15, the Lord said unto Elijah, go back the way you came. Go to the desert of Damascus. When you get there, anoint Hazael, king of Aram. Also anoint Jehu, son of Nimshi, king of Israel. And anoint Elisha, son of Shaphat, from Abel Mehaloah, to succeed you as prophet. Now we know that by just what the word of God tells us, we know that Elijah had a temper. Elijah wasn't the most easy person to deal with. And so he's just come out of this suicidal mind frame and this hiding mind frame. And God's been speaking to him in a still small voice. And he's been reminding him, Elijah, you are covered. And it doesn't matter what's going on around you. Jezebel can't kill you because there's still a great plan for your life. See, when God created Elijah, he knew Elijah would never die, but he would come down with a chariot of fire and take Elijah to heaven. Isn't that awesome that Elijah, who was scared of being killed, God had to remind him, your body's never going to hit the floor. I'm taking you straight to heaven. There's not a lot of people that have that testimony. I want to encourage you today. I want to encourage somebody in the room that God is going to do some unusual miracles for you in 2022. Can I just step out here in faith and say something crazy? God's going to do something in you that he's never done in your family. God is going to do something through you that has never been done before. We've never seen it. We can't explain it. We've never been around it. But just like Elijah, God is saying, get a grip, man. You're covered, and I've got a plan for your life. Verse 17, he said, Jehu will put to death any who escaped the sword of Hazael, and Elisha will put to death any who escaped the sword of Jehu. Verse 18, I love this. Remember in the last sessions, Elijah was complaining. He said, God, I'm the only one. Everybody else has sold out. Everybody else has kissed the hand. Everybody else has confessed another God. Everybody else has fallen down and worshiped other idols. I am the only prophet you have left. And this is what God said. I have 7,000 just in Israel. I want to encourage you with just a few words. You are not alone. You are not alone. All, there's 7,000 whose knees have never bowed to Baal, whose mouths have never kissed him. I want to encourage you with this statement. Just because you feel alone doesn't mean you are. The devil makes you feel that you are all alone and the only one that is really attempting to live for God or do something great for God, because he knows that if he can make you feel that way, you are more than likely to quit on what God has called you to do. I want to encourage you, don't quit in the dip. Don't quit in the middle. Don't quit when you feel isolated. Don't quit when you feel lonely. Don't quit when you run out of money. Don't quit when you're depressed. Don't quit when everybody walks out on you. Don't quit. Why? Because there's other believers that will pick you up, will lift your arms up in your time of weakness. But more than that, there's a generation that needs to hear your testimony, Elijah, and you're about to give birth to an Elisha that is going to change the world. So you're not alone. That is why coming to church is important. Every time I come, Rexy, I remember that I'm not alone. That just here at Living Way, if you count both services, Sunday and Wednesday, there are thousands of people who love Jesus just like I love Jesus, who worship Jesus just like I love Jesus. And if you're like me, when I'm getting ready for church, I watch Pastor Hagee, but both Pastor Hagees over at Cornerstone, and I'm reminded, oh, there's 10 or 12,000, 15 miles away, and they love Jesus like I love Jesus. And then I turn on, and I get a little Jensen Franklin, and I realize in Orange County and in Gainesville, Georgia, there's another 25 or 30,000 that love Jesus like me. And then I turn the Dominion camp meeting on and I hear Rod Parsley and Ron Carpenter and Samuel Rodriguez. And I feel, oh, there's a whole nother group in Ohio that loves Jesus like me. Then I turn on Mike Todd at Transformation and I look in Oklahoma, of all places, Oklahoma. If you're from Oklahoma, I'm glad you got out as quick as you could. And if you're watching from Oklahoma today, God bless you, God keep you and give you favor there. But then I find out, man, there's a whole group in Oklahoma, of all places, that loves Jesus, worships Jesus, serves Jesus. I am not alone. And when you get 7,001 prophets, they're not all going to be suicidal at the same time. Now, let me say that again. When you get a group like this, we won't all be broke at the same time. We won't all be sick at the same time. We won't all be stressed out at the same time. We won't all, that's a good place to say amen. We won't all be fearful at the same time. We won't all have a low place of faith at the same time. And so when I come in, the Bible says that iron sharpens iron. And so Elijah needed to get around some other prophets to let him know. But God reminded him, hey, there's 7,000 other prophets. But then I like how God presses fast forward. He said, even if there wasn't, he said, there's a future prophet named Elisha. And you need to go find that Elisha. If you don't like the fact that there's no one like you, create somebody like you. Let me say this, and I don't want to hurt your feelings. Praise team, go ahead and come up. If you're complaining about the dating pool, number one, switch pools. There's more than one pool in San Antonio. But if you're complaining about the dating pool, can I encourage you? Don't look for them. Create something. Say, how can I do that? You finish the single season of your life. You concentrate on you. And I promise you, as you fulfill your purpose, there's an Elisha that's going to be created. There's going to be somebody that God brings to you. You won't have to chase down. You won't have to go looking for them. You won't have to get on farmersonly.com, eHarmony, where black people meet. I don't know where you go these days. You won't have to do none of that. But as you serve God, as you do what God has called you to do, he's going to say, Elijah, you're not going to be lonely forever, because there's an Elisha that I've called you to anoint. I've called you to cover. I've called you to teach. And I'm here to tell you, if you don't like the people around you, God said, why don't you start making better disciples? I have a feeling that there is so many times where we miss out on the miracle because we're looking for the finished product, when God said there's a diamond in the rough named Elisha, and Elisha is going to do double what Elijah did. But he didn't start that way. It took an Elijah saying, God, I'm covered, but let me go. I had my mantle moment. Now let me give someone else their mantle moment. Stand on your feet. Told Mandy I would be done in time, because she said, we've already kept those kids for 3 days. We don't want to be keeping them until 9:30 or 10 tonight. So that's why we come to church, why it's important, why? So we know we're not alone. That is why belonging to a church is important. That is why serving at a church is important. That is why Bible-believing, Spirit-filled, worshiping, praying, serving, fasting, giving Christian friends are important. So you know you're not alone. If you ever feel like you're the only one living for God, that's a bad sign.